I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's day four of Urbana 18, the 25th Triennial Student Missions Conference. Mission Network News has a team on the ground, and so does Wycliffe USA. Wycliffe's Jessica Seymour is excited to connect with students who drop by their booth.
Our theme is focusing on you have a place at the table. It looks at what it means to be invited into God's table, his kingdom, and how we can invite others into it as well. Everybody has a seat at the table of God's kingdom and has equipped them with unique passions, with skills and abilities. And we want to encourage and inspire all the students to kind of find their seat with us. We are looking for anybody that is passionate about God's word, that has been impacted by the scripture, and that wants to see his word go throughout the nations.
And the percentage of believers in Jordan has decreased over the centuries. Immigration and religiously mixed marriages factor into the decline. A poll with PTEE says Muslim men can marry Christian women, but Christian men are not allowed to marry Muslim women.
There is no full equality between Christian and Muslim regarding religion. As a Christian, you have full freedom. You may continue to be Christian and you may turn to Islam. A Muslim cannot openly become Christian. I mean, there are Muslims in Jordan who have become a Christian, but it is not full. They cannot change their identity. So practically, he finds himself at the end. He has to immigrate.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering an ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. This Olivewood project is also promoting education, unity, and love, just like Sat7. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.